Time to talk sports now as we say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakan. I think we have to start, John, by giving a salute to the Michigan women's softball team, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And this is harder than it looks. They got into the finals, of course, of the Women's College Softball World Series. They lost 2 out of 3 to Florida. They're returning national champs. Michigan's got to play half their schedule on the road before they play their first home game.
Wow.
So for a Northern team to do what Carol Hutchins and her band has done is a stunning achievement. They've done it almost twice. They won back in 2005. Imagine, if you will, the University of Alabama hockey team taking down Michigan in the NCAA finals. That's what Carol Hutchins has done on a damn near yearly basis.
Well, good for them. And I think a lot of people started paying more attention to women's softball because of this.
It's a fun game to watch. It's fast.
All right, let's talk hockey. Stanley Cup Finals. I turned on the TV last night, and Tampa Bay was leading Chicago 1-0, and I found myself going, woohoo! And then, sadly, they did wind up losing. But I think for a lot of people in Michigan, number one, they hate the Blackhawks, always have. And number two, it's Stevie Eiserman's team. We still have such an emotional connection, I think, as Michiganders to the captain.
They only cut to him about 2 or 3 times during a game. He's almost always calm, cool, and collected, as always. That's Stevie Wise. We know him. But that's enough for Michigan fans, Detroit Red Wings fans, to glom onto them as their home team. Look, the Hawks to Red Wings fans are the Buckeyes to Michigan fans. So nothing lost there either. Furthermore, don't forget, throw in John Cooper, the former coach just about 12, 13 years ago of Lansing Catholic Central. An amazing story.
Speaking of coaching, Grand Rapids Griffins saw their season end Tuesday night. So do we expect a Red Wings coaching announcement soon?
They have to. You have to have a coach by June. You have to plan your trades and all the rest. And you've also got to get the team ready for the fall, the summer camp in August. I'd be very surprised if they don't tap our man in Grand Rapids.
Jeff Blashill.
Of course. Yeah. And that would be a shocker if they don't.
Pivoting over to the headlines about FIFA, and they just started just pouring out as top FIFA officials are arrested. FIFA president Sepp Blatter said, "I am still running for re-election." He gets re-elected and then steps down. What is going on?
What isn't?
Yeah.
This is by far the world's most popular sport. I mean, all but a few countries would name soccer its favorite sport.
And call it football, by the way.
And call it football, of course, outside of U.S. and Canada. Mm-hmm. It is also possibly the most corrupt sport. I say that carefully in light of boxing, the IOC. It is unbelievably, stunningly corrupt. If you want to read some great journalism, Andrew Jennings in the U.K. basically has spent 15 years taking them down. If you want to have a good laugh doing it, check out John Oliver on TV, who spends 20 minutes twice tearing them apart.
Yes.
It is a stunningly, shockingly, hilariously, if you don't have money yourself in it, corrupt sport.
And I think a lot of people might have gone, why was the FBI investigating FIFA?
Because sooner or later, the corruption hits the U.S. shores in terms of sponsorships, in terms of money changing hands illegally. Although FIFA is based, of course, in Switzerland, it does eventually get to D.C., and it's actually the FBI and Andrew Jennings who broke the story.
And finally, I'm thinking back to November 1991 when we got word that Magic Johnson had announced he was HIV positive, and that was really credited with shining a very, very much needed light on HIV and AIDS. Did you think about that moment this week when we said goodbye to Bruce Jenner and hello to Caitlyn Jenner?
That's exactly what I thought. You and I talked about this off the air, of course. This is the Magic Johnson moment for transgender people. Look, Bruce Jenner, I was there in 76 at the Montreal Olympics. U.S. athletes have won 13 of 24 Olympic gold medals in the decathlon. When you win that, you're considered the world's greatest athlete. I cannot recall anyone outside of Jim Thorpe, who also won it in 1912, who captured American manhood the way Bruce Jenner did. Wheaties boxed the whole bit. He looked the part. He sounded the part. At a time when the U.S. did not have a lot of confidence, post-Watergate, Vietnam, all kinds of other stuff, the oil embargo, he kind of represented American manhood at its best. Soft-spoken guy, not cocky. Mm-hmm. You know, for him to come out like this, this emphatically, is a stunning moment, and one that I think most Americans will not forget. A la Magic Johnson. He changes the face of this issue overnight. To go from almost one extreme to the other is a remarkable thing.
And we have seen voices on social media saying Caitlyn should be stripped of Bruce's Olympic gold.
How that makes any sense whatsoever, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
There's no springboard there. He was unequivocally a man at the time. And by the way, if a woman could win a man's tournament, she'd get the trophy. Mm-hmm. And in golf, they've attempted this. It does not work in that direction. So that's idiotic on about 5 different levels that I can think of off the top of my head, and probably more.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. As always, thanks, John.
Always a pleasure.